say, Israel must not have a cash on you. Chomesh, Oisvei Chomesh, O Meyachad Latanya Chomesh, my time Oisvei, like Monashach. They ask the question, goes, it says five, like Tay says, Kleima. For the Rapop Atzmoho Yamakshim and Elabaya, Vitoni Latoni, hey, my time Oisvei. Rapop himself was the one that asked the Kashi before in Abaya. So obviously Rapop himself did learn that this Brisa says five. Because if the Brisa does not say over five Malkis, so there's no Kashi in the first place. So why did Rapop ask the Kashi to Abaya? So you can't tell me that in this Brisa doesn't say the word Chomish. So Martha says, Omer Rapop says like this, Ano Savri Lav Gemari Biyode, Fahodabay, Vloyadana the Gemari Biyode Lohadabay.
In other words, Rapapa really was asking the question just to Abaya, that he wanted to know if what Abaya said, that you get Malkus for the Lav of Kol HaYotzei Min HaGefen, does he really have a Gemara to back him up? Does he really mean it? And then if I would ask him this question, he would not be Chayzer. Or maybe no, Abaya does not have a Gemara backing him up. And therefore, if I would ask him a question from a Braisa, his Hadabay, most probably Abaya would have retracted what he said. So that's why Rav Papa asked the Kasha to Abaya. In other words, really in the Braisa does not say Chomish. Rav Papa just put in like the word Chomish to check out Abaya to see if he really means what he says. Would he retract or not? And it came out that Abaya did not retract, because Abaya had a Gemara Biyodei that he really held that you do get Malkus for Slav of Kol HaYotzei Min HaGefen. Then the Gemara says that at the end of the Mishnah says Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer. And then it ends off the Mishnah, it's a machlekes, what does chartzin mean, and what does zag mean? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, keman metagminon, mipurtzinin v'yadi tzurin. Who does the Targum explain that mipurtzinin v'yadi tzurin? Rav Yosef, that goes according to Rav Yosef Shita, that Rav Yosef in the Mishnah says, that chartzanim, that's called the pits. In other words, the Targum of the Pasuk, mechartzanin v'yad zag, says mipurtzinin v'yadi tzurin. With purtzenin, that means the pits, the yaditzurin, until the shells, and that goes according to Rabbi Yosi Shita, that Rabbi Yosi says, chatzanim, that's the pits, and the adzag, that's the shell. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that flamet test on it, Aleph. Yeah, the Mishnah says like this, Stam Naziris is lamet yoim. As we had before already in the Mishnah, Stam Naziris is 30 days. What about Gilach or Shogachu Listim? Let's say the person, the Nozir, took a haircut in the middle of the 30 days. He did an Aveira. He took a haircut. Or Shogachu Listim. Or else it was done B'Yonis. Listim, robbers came and cut off his hair. Is Alocha Seisalam Ajayim. He has to like count over again 30 days. It Seisa takes away 30 days. This is a big question, exactly what does the Mishnah mean? Pashtunah means to say only that the halacha is that usually after Naziris, you have to take a haircut. And the halacha of a haircut is it has to cut off hair that grew for at least 30 days. That's called the Giluach. So here we're talking about, let's say after you count to 30 days, on the 30th day of your Naziris, they took off your hair. So now you can't take a haircut anymore the 31st day, even though it was done B'yonis. Therefore, you have to wait another 30 days after your hair grows back, and then you can take a haircut. So that's the salacha of Seisa Lamejim. That's the way Seisa learns a lot of Mepharshim. And it's not really that it has to be Seisa. Now, let's say you have a Naziris for 60 days. And let's say during the first 30 days, they gave you a haircut, or you took a haircut. Then the halacha is, it's not Seisa. Thus, continue counting your Naziris. And the Maisa, when you finish your 60 days, you'll have then a growth of 30 days worth of hair that you can take your haircut. In other words, really what Seisa only is Tumah. If you touch the mace, that's the halacha. When you become Tumah, you have to stop counting what you counted already and start over again. But if you stop taking a haircut, there's no halacha really you have to start over again. It's only halacha that at the time when you want to take your haircut, L'shem Naziris, at the end of your Naziris, you have to have hair that was grown for 30 days. So here, if the hair was cut off before that, right before that, you have to wait another 30 days until you have enough hair to take a haircut.
But can you drink wine?
No. Right, your Naziris doesn't end. Your Naziris doesn't finish until you take your haircut. So therefore, you can't drink wine until you let your hair grow another 30 days. and then you cut it off the shem tikalachas, then you bring your karbonis, then you finish with your naziris. Right, Mishnah says, Nozir shegilach, a nozir took a haircut, bein bezug, where they use like tweezers, bein betar, where they use a tar is a razor, oy she sifsof, or else he trimmed it, he pulled his hair out anyway, kol shu eschayif, if he does it, this is part of the Aveira. Now the Aveira of a nozir is, any even one hair, to pull out even one of his hairs, while he's a nozir, he's over the Aveira. But Torah says he can't cut off his hair, shave off his hair, means any way, whether it's a scissors, whether it's a razor, or whether it's stop trimming it. He's over the Aveira of cutting off even one hair. Torah says like this, we have a question like this. Hi, Messiah, how does hair grow? We want to know now, how does hair grow on a person on your head? Milatachas ribi, does it grow from the bottom? That will be the maskona, that the fresh hair comes up from the bottom near the roots. The bottom roots keep on growing higher and higher. Oy miliel, or else maybe no. Your hair that you have, the end of your hair keeps on growing longer and longer. It's the end of the hair that goes to extend longer and longer. But the part that's near your skull, near the skin, that always stays there. That never moves up. That's the shaila. How does hair grow? Here's the pshat, is like a long string coming out of your head. That's the way we hold. What started out originally near your head, eventually will end up all the way at the end. Because the hair keeps on growing out, keeps on coming out. The other side is no, when you have one hair, what's near your skin always stays there. That never moves. It's just from the tip of the hair, the end of the hair, that grows out more and more and more and more. But the part of the hair that started out near your skin, near the roots, that always stays there. That's the shayla. Yeah. So tell yourself like this. Sayer milatakas ribi. Mishor shoy means meikroi hu magriya. It comes up from the roots. V'godo masha sa godo, like mitamavil, it goes up. Asamach l'roish. Acha yomim yeb rochot. What was it originally close to your skin, after a few days, will go higher up. Oymeliel Rabbi, the other side is no. May Rosh Hasar, from the head of the hair, Hulach Begadol, Avasamach L'Rosh Ein Zazam Kaimai. The original hair that was near your head, that always stays there. So if you give yourself a haircut, like the hair that's near your head, that always stays there. That hair you never cut off. You only cut off further up the new growth. What's an afkamina? So Gemara says like this. L'mayin afkamina, l'nozir shel gilchu listim, v'shayir boi, k'dei lochof roisha likroi. Let's say in the middle while you were a nozir, v'yaynes, listim came, ravis came, and gave you a haircut. And they left over enough hair, that hair you could like bend over, that's called k'dei lochof roisha likroi. You could bend it over this hair, that the tip of the hair touches the roots. That's how long the hair has to be. Like a small hair, you could bend it over that the tip of it could touch its root. Which usually takes, see in the Gemara, 7 days worth of growth. A hair that grows 7 days, 7 days worth already, you could bend it over that the tip of it will touch its root. So what's going to be now if the listim cut off hair but left off that shear of hair left over? See, Yarmut, if you're going to tell me, Milatachas ribi, that the way we hold, the way hair grows is, that from the roots, it keeps on growing out, is so Naziris Horshakle. The Naziris, the hair that you had, at the original time when you became a Nazir, let's say a normal haircut. You have hair on your head, and you say, Harani Nazir, becoming a Nazir. So the pshat is, when you first become a Nazir, the pshat is, you are Mekadish, you make the hair on your head holy. So that hair, it has Kedusha to it. So it's like this. If the hair keeps on growing more and more and more, and then they gave you a haircut. So if you're going to tell me now that what grows is from the roots, it grows up and up, so when they cut off your hair like 10 days later, and they only left over the last 7 days worth of growth, the original hair that you had on your head when you were first Makabel Naziris is not here anymore. Because that's what they shaved off. They cut that off. See, Yarmut is going to tell me now, Milatachas ribi, that the new hair grows from the roots up and up, is Naziris HaShokle. The original hair that you had on your head when you were Makabel Naziris Now, when the listim gave you a haircut, they cut it off. Because all they left over was 7 days worth of growth. And you're telling me now that the new hair that grows up comes out from the roots. So therefore, if it's, you became a nozer 10 days ago, and they give you a haircut now, they only leave over the last 7 days worth of growth, there's no hair left over what was there from the original day. But if you want to tell me no, miliel ribi, the way hair grows is, that it comes extended from its tip. In other words, the original hair that you had near your head, near the roots, that always stays there. That doesn't grow up, that doesn't move up and up and up. What grows is, the end of the hair keeps on extending. So if so, mighty aktish hakoyim. The original hair that you had on your head, when you were makabel the zirus, is still here now. Because that original hair near your head always stays there. What they cut off was the new growth that grew later on, that was the extension of the original hair, the tip of it kept on extending more and more. But the original hair is still here now. They cut off over here, they left over 7 days worth of growth. So those first 7 days, like, was here on your head from the time you were makabel nazirus. So then the svara is, it's okay. You won't have to take another haircut. I'll tell you the phrase like this. V'yamra metakas ribin nazirus ashok l'klemar. Ha'ashayah shehiktish b'yayim nizroi zenotloi v'gilchoi. The way we hold that hair grows from the roots. So if they give you a haircut, they cut off all the hair that was there at the beginning. They left all the 7 days worth of growth. That's only the last 7 days that's still there. But the original hair was cut off. Therefore, you'll have to now wait another 30 days before you can end your Naziris. Because no hair is left over from the original hair you had. But the Chiddush is, V'yamrit, if you want to tell me, Miliel Ribi, know that hair grows from the end of it. It keeps on extending. Then my Diaktish Koi, Diyoysa Sheshayro Vadim Yoysa Sheyosh Iktish. Then since these listim left over a little bit here, the little bit here they left over was from the original hair that you had when you were Makabel Naziris. This will be a Chiddush. Since you still have some hair that was on your head at the time when you were Makabel Naziris, so that's like Choshev hair. If that hair is still left over, now you can take a haircut. Even though usually you have to have at least the amount of hair of 30 days worth of growth, but over here, since the original hair is still on your head, even though the listim cut off the rest of the hair, the new hair that grew, but since the original hair is still on your head, you would not have to start your Naziris over again. But rather you'd be able to take a haircut the way you are right now. So that's what's negated to us. The hair, after they gave you a haircut, is it the new hair that's left over? Or is it the old hair that's left over? So Mar says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Mehai in v'chaya. If you have lice, a live lice that's on your head, you have a nit on your hair. Dekoyim bi'ikve devinte. That original, that where do you find the nits? You find the nits of lice on the roots. The ikvei, the koyim be ikvei de binsei, at the root of the hair. That's where you find the lice. So the question is, if you want to tell me now that when hair grows, it extends from the roots, like the roots grow further up, it grows out of your head like, if so, bereisha de binsei boilemekam. Then you know where eventually we should find the nits of the lice. We should find at the tip of your hair. How come we always find the nit of lice by your head, near the ikka, near the roots of the hair? That would be a proof that the original hair always stays still. That doesn't budge. That hair stays near your head. What grows further is the tip of your hair. So then since the nits of the lice got stuck to the original hair near your head, they always stay still? So for it's a raya that the original hair doesn't move, it only extends further and further. Sumar says maybe no. Liyerlam could really be, I'll tell you the truth, is Mlatachas Ribi. That when hair grows, it grows out of your head. From the roots it grows up. So the question is, how come the nits don't move up also with the hair? That there it says, V'yagav chiyusa nachas v'yozol. Since they're alive, these nits are alive, They crawl down, they like to be near Yiskol. That's where they like to be. So even though the hair keeps on growing up and up and up, they keep on crawling closer, closer to your skin. That's why you'll always find the lice, the nits, near your skin. If Yozel envy, and the nets go to the skin, that's why you always find it there. There could be that the hair grows from the skin, from the ikr, from the roots. Toshma, bring another proof. In the mesa, if you have a dead lice, or the dead nits, is Beresha de Binsa. You know where you find them? You find them at the tip of your hair. That's where you find the dead lice. Now, if you want to tell me, Mil'el Ribi, that hair grows. Mil'el, Be'ikva de Binsa Boyle Mekum. Right. Mil'el Ribi is Be'ikva de Binsa Boyle Mekum. If you want to tell me that the hair doesn't grow from the roots, but just the end of the hair keeps on extending, so how does the lice ever get to the tip of the hair? The lice starts out at your skull. So they shall we stay there. How come the lice end off when they're dead at the tip of the hair? If you tell me now, how do they ever get to the tip of the hair? That's the question. If the hair grows from the end of the hair, keeps on extending, so how come when the dead we find the lice at the end of the hair, they should have never got there? They started out at the root, and the root, you tell me, always stay still? That never moves? So if so, how does the nits get to the end of the hair? So we're saying that's also not a proof. I'll tell you, Hosam Nami, Mishum Delespa Chaylo Shiruge Shriga V'yozel. I'll tell you, when they're dead, they don't have a tight grasp, they don't hold on to it so tight, they're like a little bit loose then, so then they start slipping down the hair, that's why they end off near the end of the hair. Why don't they fall off the hair altogether? I don't know. But I call upon him, when they're dead already, then the grasp is not so tight, then they start falling down. So they can fall down to the tip of the hair. So far we have no proof how the hair grows. Toshima, I bring you a proof, miblurius dekushim. When the goyim take a haircut, they have their pigtails. So they have their pigtails, they braid it, they make a pigtail out of it. So it says, the boss of the megadlan, after it grows a while, like rough yamlatachas, the hair near their skin becomes loose, and the tail is not there so tight anymore. So that should be a proof that the hair grows from the skin, from the roots. Because if from the roots it stays still, just the end of it grows longer, so the pigtail should not move up, it should not get loose near its roots. How come it gets softer near its roots? Tomorrow says, no, there's no proof there either. I'll tell you, Hosam Nami there also. When they go to sleep at night and they lie down on their pigtails, is the raffia that messes it up, and that makes the pigtails a little bit softer. So it could be really from the growth it doesn't become softer. Because the growth doesn't grow from its roots, but it grows from the tip of the hair. So the pigtail that you made near the roots, that should always stay there. The reason why it's soft, it could be only because when they go to sleep at night, they sleep on it, they put the head down, that's what makes it softer. Toshima, come and bring your proof. Me sikrito de rofi amro melatachas. I'll bring your proof from the loch of Bechoro or Maisib Eimer. That we know the way you count Maisib Eimer is you have 10 animals, 10 of your tzoyin go out of the deer, and the 10th one you take your stick with red paint, and you put some red paint on it. That's called misikrito. So there it is, the rofi amro melatachas. That even though you put your red paint on it, we know that after the, when the wool still grows, it grows upwards, that the bottom hair, the bottom wool that's near the body, it stays white. As we see clearly the way the red grows upwards. That's the proof that hair grows from its roots. And therefore the top redness keeps on moving up and up, and near the skin, it remains white. And Batanya, this is the Mishnah. So therefore we have a proof from the Mishnah. Vesu, another proof is, not from the Mishnah, but start from Meister Mechol Yoyim. That what Vesu, we know, Katsviya Sabye Diknuyon. When older people start to dye their beards, when you dye your beard, you dye your hair, is